Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I want to talk about what is going on with OpenAI because it's absolutely crazy right now and how this specifically applies to people building with AI. So over the weekend, just to kind of set the scene, Sam Altman was fired from OpenAI. He's the CEO of OpenAI, which of course owns ChatGPT. And he was fired by the board because they said they no longer had confidence in his ability to lead. Now, this came as a massive shock to everyone because he literally ChatGPT came on the scenes earlier this year. He co-founded this company at $0. And as of a few weeks ago, it was about to close an $80 billion valuation, a round of secondary shares, meaning a lot of the employees at OpenAI were about to sell their shares they've been holding on to for years at an $80 billion valuation. So these people were about to pull out millions of dollars, go buy their mansions. This is all inevitably canceled and everyone's, asking like, what the heck happened? Why did he get fired? Then he came back on Sunday, was apparently chatting at the OpenAI place because they were like, hey, we might want you back as the CEO. They ended up hiring the ex-CEO of Twitch instead. And Sam Altman is now been hired at Microsoft to lead an AI firm over at Microsoft. This is crazy. Jamie, what do you make of all this?
I mean, I know whenever a CEO gets fired or a new CEO takes over, it's a big deal, especially with these tech companies. I mean, look at Twitter with Elon Musk, I should say X now, but that took a huge toll on their stocks, their overall company. A lot of people left, so it's going to be a treacherous time, I think, over at OpenAI, and I'm hoping that they can continue to stay on the cutting edge of development and continue doing what they're doing, but. It's very strange news, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like the same thing you're mentioning. I didn't even thought of that. But yeah, the parallel to X and Elon Musk is very similar, I think. Except I guess when Elon bought X, he fired everybody. And in this case, it seems like we might have a mass exodus from OpenAI. There's 500 employees that signed a letter saying that they're going to quit if Sam Altman doesn't return. So I don't know if they actually will because I don't know what their stock options are at. And yada, it'll be curious to see who actually... pulls a trigger on that, but it is, I think, a very significant problem. You know, a lot of people were speculating before Sam Altman joined Microsoft that he was going to start a new AI company. And if I'm being 100% honest, this was the outcome of all of this that I would have preferred to see. Now, I understand why he went with Microsoft. They're, they're a $1 trillion company. Might as well get in there. He's already got all the infrastructure employees. He can probably get whatever he's looking to build off the ground instantly. But at the same time, this whole thing feels kind of messed up to me. It's like Microsoft essentially just bought all of OpenAI's IP in a way. They just got their two co-founders and they already own access to a lot of the IP at OpenAI. So I don't really see what the future holds for OpenAI is going to be a little bit rough in my opinion. And in addition to this, but I do have to give it to the CEO of Microsoft pulling this news broke right before the stock market closed on Friday and Microsoft's stock started to tank on the news. And he literally got the whole problem fixed, solved, rehired Sam Altman in Microsoft before the stock market opened. So, probably trying to mitigate some of the risks to the stock market. But yeah, very crazy that it is a whirlwind, man. Over one weekend, it's been crazy on X.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it seems like all speculation at this point as to why he maybe would have gotten fired. But you bring up a good point. You kind of maybe alluded to it that maybe he had some special projects he was working on outside of OpenAI that the board didn't like. I have no idea because he seemed like a pretty stand-up guy, pretty likable. Public mm-hmm. figure. It's very strange.
Yeah. So the stock prices of Microsoft is back up 1.7%. It was down almost 2%. So it pretty much is fully recovered. So Sam Altman moving over to Microsoft, everyone's like, okay, whatever. Nothing else matters. Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of speculation that, you know, OpenAI achieved AGI and Sam Altman was going to push to release it sooner than Ilya, who's the co-founder that, you know, played a role in getting him out. Anyways, it's crazy. The reason I want to bring this all up on the podcast today, I think this is fascinating, is because there is a lot of talk right now of course, OpenAI just launched their GPT store. You know, we've chatted about this before, but essentially you can go no code and build these little GPT apps, which essentially are leveraging OpenAI's tools. They got a number of tools. You can leverage them and make these cool little apps that do things. And they said for the most popular ones, they'll share royalties and revenue with people that create these tools. So a ton of people are getting really excited about this. Sam Altman was one of the big guys pushing for the release of this app store, to the point where some say this is the reason why he was kicked out, because they felt like he was productizing and commercializing OpenAI too much, too fast, and not focusing on kind of the open source help humanity side of it. So that is an interesting a theory on all of this. But, you know, regardless, a lot of our listeners are already building GPTs. They're already experimenting there. And it is a great, I think, way that people could make money in the future. So how do you think that's going to be impacted by, you know, Sam Altman leaving, if at all? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that the whole development is of that whole app store is really just going to slow down. And I feel like I can see the motivation for wanting to get that off the ground. I mean, they got to start monetizing their tech company. At some point, it's just, you know, speculation, the whole thing. So you got to find ways to monetize it. And so it makes sense that they would kind of launch it, even if it necessarily wasn't fully ready. But as far as the small guy who's trying to, you know, hustle and make apps and stuff on it, I would just be, it's really would be, you know, kind of disappointing to not be able to, you know, continue to run with this technology. And I think it's definitely just going to slow things down a bit.
Yeah, I think, number one, I think you're 100% right. If they do any shenanigans and pull a bait and switch and like decide, okay, we're not launching the app store. Like at first, if you'd asked me a week ago, I'd be like, no, there's no way something like that could happen. After seeing like this whole thing unfold with their board, it just doesn't feel very well thought out. Like fire Sam, bring Sam back. Everyone at the whole company's quit. It's just, I'm skeptical that they will go through with the app store revenue share and the whole app store thing. Maybe it's going to be a flop. Maybe they'll pull the plug on it. I don't even know at this point. I will say, if you're interested in the space, go build apps there. Like I do think that, you know, the early adopters are going to see the most return, but I do agree with you. I think it's going to slow it down to the point where, so their new CEO is Emmett Shear, and he was the CEO at Twitch before Amazon, or I think even during Amazon's acquisition as well. But this is what he tweeted a while back, and this is what make a lot of people agree with you, Jamie, that things may slow down here. He said, in talking about AI and AI development, he said, I specifically say I'm in favor of slowing down, which is sort of like pausing, except it's slowing down. If we're at a speed of 10 right now, a pause is a reduction to zero. I think we should aim for 1 to 2 instead. AKA, he wants to literally cut down the speed of AI development by like almost 10x. He said it should be 1 or 2. If it's at 10 right now, it should be 1 or 2. So I think you're 100% right. I love OpenAI. I love what they've created. But like my confidence in them being able to, you know, execute with a CEO coming in that literally says, I'm going to slow down development. It's like, okay, well, Sam Altman's going to Microsoft and he's not slowing down development. And right. A lot of people are saying this whole thing is kind of like a fight between the slow down AI development and speed up, accelerate AI development, like factions of the AI, you know, of AI over OpenAI, but now it's getting split up. So it's going to be crazy. I worry OpenAI is going to just get like, it's just going to get ratcheted back on what they're able to produce. No one else is slowing down. China's not going to slow down. Like no one else right. In the world is slowing down. It's kind of like funny. Sometimes the leader, everyone's like, no, the leader's got to slow down. They're just going too fast. But like even Elon Musk was called for a slowdown earlier this year. And then of course launches XAI and creates like Grok, which is like an OpenAI competitor. Like 3 months later, he's like, he's going at like full steam, right? So like anyone that says slow down just wants to catch up. And it's interesting to see that narrative kind of made its way into the company and feels like it sabotaged itself from the inside.
Yeah. I mean, I think to like the whole cryptocurrency boom and how everyone was kind of making these coins, but there was no real utility to a lot of them. This is almost the opposite, where you have so many different use cases for utility with AI. People are just developing, and it's exponentially growing by the day. So, you know, kind of to your point, whoever can build the fastest is gonna win in the end. And so, yeah, definitely a big hit, I think, to the OpenAI platform.
One other implication to all of this that I think probably maybe not a lot of people are thinking about when it comes to making money off of these tools is probably most of the, like, if you are right now listening and you use a bunch of AI tools, like a lot of those are just OpenAI integrations. Like companies are grabbing things that OpenAI has come out with and they're just integrating it into their platforms. And now you get the benefit because you're like, awesome. Like ChatGPT is writing my like descriptions, and Dolly's like creating my thumbnails. And like, there's all of these features. And so if OpenAI slows down feature development and allows other players, other AI companies to like speed up and catch up or surpass them on anything, all of the sudden it's like, well, maybe the tools I'm using aren't even that relevant anymore because they're saddled up or tied to OpenAI. Now I got to go find like something that's using, you know, 11 labs, which is so much better than like OpenAI's voice. So I think there's going to be a lot of like implications people don't think about, because it's not just OpenAI that's going to get slowed down. Inevitably, all of the companies that kind of like partnered or like using OpenAI are also going to be slowing down, which is, if you're using AI for all of your side hustles and everything, ugh, that's not a great feeling. So it's going to be interesting. The only thing we can do at this point is watch the landscape, but absolutely fascinating what's happening right now in this space.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to rate our podcast wherever you listen. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.